Hey everyone, this is Tim Bannock, also known as The Watcher. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We are going through all the MCU from Phase 1 on and letting the dice fall where they may. This week, we have...
Leon playing Tony Stark.
This is Callie playing Pepper Potts.
I'm Patrick, and I'm playing Bruce Banner. Except for when I'm angry.
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
Remember to subscribe and share and support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we? It's been almost a week since the events of the hotel... the first night of the Stark Expo, and things haven't settled down for you two since you've had your little back and forth. Stark Industries lawyers at this point have been battling against Stain's newly acquired legal team. Somewhat surprisingly, he acquiesced to stepping down rather quickly and seems to have gone into hiding, as a matter of fact. But some of the particulars of stepping down aren't so legally cut and dry, and so that's kind of where things are, you know, on the business side of Stark Industries. Plus, there's the fact that the Ironmonger armor prototype that he displayed the opening night of the gala has gone missing too. Big coincidence, right?
Fantastic.
But law enforcement seems to think the two things are separate. They say they have leads on the Ironmonger armor that don't involve Stain. And pretty much just as you two are getting deep into your own research on these supposed leads, that's when Agent Coulson comes through with a finalized offer regarding the possibility of consulting for S.H.I.E.L.D. He asks that the two of you come down to a local FBI office because he'd like you to speak to William Riva and Quentin Beck, two of Stark Industries' employees. He assures you that they've been cleared of any wrongdoing, but that their research and tech may have unintentionally been a part of some of this mess. Coulson also wants you to question the captured assailant from the hotel attack. He lets you know that Rhodey is going to be present for these conversations and is going to be basically in your ear when you talk to these people. Coulson reassures you by saying, don't worry regarding the assailant. She's ready and willing to talk to you. She'll tell you basically her whole life story at this point, which sounds maybe a bit surprising.
What'd you do to her, Coulson?
This is all the conversation you have over the phone before you go there. Then you go there, you meet up with Coulson, you ask that question. So you arrive at the field office, Coulson and Rhodey are there. And they lead you kind of like deep into this multi-story FBI office building, and they bring you into a room that's, you know, it's like your stereotypical interrogation watching room. You know, there's the interrogation room, then there's the room behind the one-way mirror, and that's where you guys come in, and Coulson and Rhodey are there. They have equipment so they can listen in and speak to you, little earpieces that they can give you. And Coulson explains and answers your question. We've had some time with all three of these people, and we feel that they have the most pertinent potential information that can help out with the attack on Mr. Stark. The woman who you'll be speaking with, her name is Tara Da Silva. She's a mercenary who's once worked with the British Armed Forces, but became a mercenary shortly after that. She's been involved in some operations that appear to involve organized crime, things of that nature. We have used our assets to work on her and make sure that she is entirely willing to speak about anything you're willing to ask. But we'd like to start with Mr. Riva and Mr. Beck, if you don't mind. Our feeling at S.H.I.E.L.D. is that while they are cleared of any wrongdoing, they may have information regarding their technology that, no offense to my people, but I think Tony, you with your brilliant mind, and Pepper with your brilliant business acumen, you're the kind of people who might be able to ask them questions we wouldn't necessarily think to ask them. So we'd simply like to know if there's any additional information we can get out of them. And again, they're not suspects. We have no reason to believe that they were somehow involved in this attack. We just know that their technology was, and some of their work might have been.
Do they know why they were brought in at this point?
Yes, we've already questioned them as far as we can. So they're fully aware. There's no legal repercussions or anything you have to worry about. This is strictly a conversation for you to have with your employees. If there's any other information.
In a federal law enforcement building, so that won't be intimidating for them either.
Yeah, good look.
We understand the optics.
Get HR okay. On the phone, maybe.
Colonel Rhodes will be over the headset with you and can, if you have any, if you need anything from us based on what we've already asked them, he can give that information to you or talk to you as needed.
Okay.
Yep. I'm just going to be right here in your ear.
Great.
I was in the back of my head just waiting and hoping that Callie was going to posit who's going to be the good cop and who's going to be the bad cop in this.
Oh, I was thinking it, but I didn't say it out loud.
Bad cop.
Pepper's not insane right now. Pepper is collected. I'm sure she passed the psych eval with flying colors.
Pepper goes in and flips the table over.
Tell me what you know!
Makes Jake Gyllenhaal cry. Okay, so this seems like a less stressful conversation. So, I want to ask too, has there been... We're assuming it's just similar to the tech that they've created, not necessarily directly related, or what's the thought on that?
Coulson says, we believe there's a possibility that some tech was stolen from Stark Industries. And that's why we've tied it to them, because it was their technology.
Have we started chasing down how that occurred?
Oh, absolutely.
And Tony just kind of looks at Coulson like, and how did that go?
There's this long moment of the camera like going, just cutting back and forth between them looking at each other.
And what did that result in?
We have several leads that we've been tracking down over the course of the past 2 days, specific to that, and these interviews seem like there's a chance they may provide us with more information that will help us along that path.
What information are you looking for? I love how I've started interrogating Coulson.
What do you know? This is where you flip the desk. Yeah, he's just like, well, that's why you're here.
Look, Tony, we just want to see if there's any other information that you might be able to get out of them that that Coulson and our people weren't able to get out of them.
I don't know what you're looking for in this situation, because what we're finding is that these people are, I'm assuming, are not guilty. Our tech has gone missing and gone somewhere else. It's been stolen. What do we need these two people I've never seen before? Rhodey, you tell me what we are looking to get from them.
Tony, I think we need to talk with them. Maybe there's something that they don't realize is important that would help us with what happened to the tech. And
look, just go in there.
Yeah.
Use your charm, as only you can do. You can get it. Get things out of them that we wouldn't be able to get out of them in the context of an investigation with S.H.I.E.L.D., right? They work for your company. You're kind of gesturing at Pepper.
I know this is to move the story along from a lateral standpoint, but it really feels like you guys are trying to push me into a room where everyone's going to say happy birthday to me. Like, this feels like there's a surprise party and you're like, no, go, come on, let's go to this restaurant, it'll be really fun. Be like, why are we going here?
OOC, just because I feel like I just may have missed this, they've been fully briefed on what happened in the hotel, right? Like, there were these people that disappeared, and that's why you're here. Like, they're
who do you mean?
Quentin and yeah. Okay, yeah. So they're not in the dark about anything that we know in that regard.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Pepper says, why don't we get some tea to take in to just help start this all off on a really nice, calm note.
This feels like you might have different personalities.
I'm just going to be like, look, Tony, to be honest, they want you to question them because they want to evaluate how you might be able to handle more responsibilities as a consultant.
Oh, no,
so they
want to
see what you can get out of them.
Wait, you knew about this too, Pepper? No, I didn't.
But why would you tell him that? Because now he's just gonna go in and be all guns. It's fine. Can we get the tea, please, Agent Coulson, and we'll just go ahead and go in and get this started.
Wait, so this is not me trying to do. This is a job interview, is essentially what this has become.
Tony, if that's what is actually going on, that is news to me. I do think there might be something of value that we can get from these people. Like, they're in our company. They're in our company, and that means it's your tech that was being used against you. Keep that in mind.
Jarvis, power up the Iron Man armor.
It's just the skills, you know. Just go in. You can keep it low-key. There's nothing that you need to worry about that's low pressure.
Okay. Cause see what Pepper's thinking now is like, oh no, Tony now has this ulterior motive. Maybe like, what? This is gonna so complicate things. Like that's how her gears are turning right now.
I'm really trying to figure out how I would play this because part of me wants to move in and shield, but also I'm kind of like, this is absurd. So I think I might. All right. Let's do this. We walk on in.
Yeah.
With tea. Tea has arrived.
With tea.
I'm not bringing them tea. Pepper.
No, you don't have tea. That's fine. It's fine, to create an air. We're in an FBI office. We're trying to calm them. It's fine.
Yeah. It's a good cop, bad cop approach, and I like this.
That's fine. Okay. That's how I figured
I walk
it
in
out,
and
honest.
I've got my sunglasses on, which I've refused to take off.
Yeah.
And I don't sit down when I walk in.
Okay. Reva and
just back
and Becker are both in the same room, and they're just, you know, they both have, you know, fairly nervous looks on them, like they, you know, they've been through some questioning and stuff like that, but they're not like, you know, they're not like sweating bullets or, you know, it's not that serious. Like they realize, you know, these are two people that they know, even if one of them doesn't remember them.
Have I met them before? Like, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, okay.
Again, Tony, you can play it however you want as far as how you remember things. But Beck is someone that you at some point took a really good interest in his technology. So whether you remember him or not doesn't matter. But his technology, the augmented reality and stuff that he would work on is all big stuff. Now, you may not remember he's the guy for that, so that can play into whatever, but I'll let that happen naturally in the scene. But yeah, he's kind of a rising star, one of the younger rising stars, and Reva's been around forever. So Reva's been around for like Howard Stark years. So back in the 90s is probably when he started. And so he's advanced to be one of the lead science guys. He's a little bit of the old guard, I think, like I described in the introductory materials, but he's, you know, so he's been around, he's seen it all, he's been loyal to Stark Industries forever and a day. So you've certainly interacted with him on some level at some point, because he's fairly high up. Like, he's still on the ground in terms of like doing the science, but he's like the highest level of people doing that. So there's only like a few, there's like maybe a couple like director levels between him and the board, you know, and the CEO or whatever.
So Pepper like sets the tea down for each of them and takes a mug herself, and I assume Tony lets his just go cold, but
hey, thank you.
Not to make decisions for your character, but it sounded like you weren't interested.
Squat the tea off the table.
But yeah, so as Pepper's sort of setting the tea out, she's like, hi, gentlemen, sorry that this is happening under these circumstances. I know it's been a while, but Agent Coulson said he let you both know why you're here. There's been some concern around the really great technology that you're working on. We just kind of wanted to talk with you about that and check in.
My immediate follow-up on that is, Yeah, really, really great technology, but apparently a subpar effort, as your technology is now out in the world and being used to kill me. So why don't we talk about that?
I mean, they both have pretty like shocked faces. Not necessarily that this is news to them, because they've already been questioned about some of this stuff, but they're, you know, like, this is kind of like the reality setting in. Quentin is the first to speak. He's like, look, as I was telling these agents or whatever they are, these federal agents, there's a failed prototype of the augmented reality framework that I was working on that did go missing. It had this bad battery pack that fried a lot of the circuitry. It was disposed of using the proper protocols, and that's how it was discovered that it didn't end up being recycled into the normal hardware system so we could reuse what few parts worked and things like that. I don't understand how that happened, and nobody seems to be able to find out exactly where things went wrong. The disposal was done, the parts were moved over to the recycling factory, and that's where they disappeared. What was described as what was going on here makes no sense to me. The technology that I created, it's holographic technology. As you may remember, Mr. Stark, this is incredibly realistic, but it's not realistic. If you take my meaning, this is not photorealistic yet. We're years out from making this something that can change a live environment and make it look like something else is happening. You know, we're still at the stage where this is a really good in-depth video game. And it has lots and lots of uses in therapy and you know, people being able to have different sensory experiences and things like that. But this is not what we're hearing from the line of questioning, as I understand it.
Yeah, Donnie Darko, that's right. Someone took your video game and turned it into real
life. Oh, you're Deadpool now.
Burn.
I couldn't go a whole scene and call him Donnie Darko. Come on.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
So it's out there, and you said that you followed the proper protocols, but obviously you did not. I'm trying to poke him.
Yeah.
Little stiletto jabs to see if I can, because this is fun fact. This is actually what they do during polygraph tests for government clearance. Is they try and get you upset to see how you react.
Absolutely. Shield playbook check one. He obviously looks a little flabbergasted by this and kind of like raises his hands and looks over at Reva. Kind of,
and I go, don't look at him. He's not going to help you.
Tony, let's just take a step back.
Where is the microfilm?